in the flame of a shell. Take a snapshot of this unofficial truth. The enemy and the men from the platoon shook hands as the two men and two Germans met in the middle of no man's land. The whole company was out now, and so were the Germans. They had to accept the situation on Christmas Day because his unofficial truth would end at midnight. The atmosphere had changed by the next day. The explosion-ridden, tortured and blackened land, the streaky but slightly milky brown sky was half shadow and half sinking firelight. Familiar, death-ridden no man's land, it was all back into our minds. Corpses mutilated or intact were scattered around, blocking the trenches, their heads and legs buried under dirt or covered by muddy water, their hands clutched to their necks or chests. They glared upwards while looking at me as they longed for the safety of life. For those frightful, wounded men who stood in the wind, shaken, rooted to the spot, convulsed and screaming. He collapsed as his head rolled sideways. That lone bullet hit its target. A hole in his jaw and blood spread across his white face. Then, a hellish whistling, the shrapnel burst, deafening and blinding, covering us in a veil of dark smoke. Shouts rise and fall like debris. I see my brother in arms fly away, further and further, arms outstretched in the flame of a shell.